Well, right now, we are primarily using fixed-wing ISR. We are additionally sharing commercially available satellite imagery. We are sharing that directly with the Nigerian government, and we're providing experts to help interpret that commercially available satellite imagery.
What happens if you run across these girls or members of Boko Haram? What happens then?
The Nigerian government certainly has the lead for this. So they have a capable military that we believe, with some advice and assistance from the United States, would be able to take the appropriate action if the girls are found or if any Boko Haram personnel are encountered.
So essentially, the U.S. would not play any role in engaging Boko Haram.
Right now, there are no plans for U.S. Military to engage Boko Haram directly.
How big, size-wise, personnel-wise, is Boko Haram?
Well, there's a lot of estimates on that, and it often depends on exactly how you count. And I can't get into all the classified numbers, but they are large enough that they certainly pose a credible threat to the government of Nigeria. We don't believe at this time that they have the ability to operate very far outside of Nigeria. But nevertheless, these are a brutal terrorist group who are sowing violence throughout the region, throughout the country of Nigeria, and they need to be dealt with.
Pentagon spokesman, Army Colonel Steve Warren, J.J. Green, WTOP News.